the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morning again.
Morning.
How are you going?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good.
You made it in despite the rain.
Yeah, it is horrible weather out there. But
yeah,
perfect.
Sorry about that.
Weather for music.
It's well usually done. A stunning day on a Friday for some reason. I feel like I've only ever seen you under sunny conditions.
Oh, yeah, well, here's me in the rain. So.
Wow.
Well, thanks for making it up. Talk to us about what you've got out on the shelves
today.
We
have got the first one, Mazzy Star, She Hangs Brightly, also Among My Swan, just got reissued as well.
Really?
So they've both been reissued on this really great, this one's called Aqua Black Marble.
Mm.
The other one is also on a like bone colored vinyl,
yeah,
I think.
Like a cream,
Yeah. And then So Tonight That I Might See is also getting reissued, which is very exciting.
Wow.
Very, very exciting stuff. Oh, so all of Mazzy Star are on the shelves. They're at Southbound. This one obviously their debut, 1990. This one came before So Tonight That I Might See. And had some real great tracks on it. Be My Angel, Ghost Highway. We've got Holla today, which is another fantastic Mazzy Star song.
Mm.
But yeah, just real true to their sound. It's their debut, but they've kind of just solidified already exactly what they are and what they want to be. And it's just such a great sound. Hope Sandoval on the vocals is just like iconic.
Iconic.
Very iconic.
It's beautiful. I'm just looking at the photo of the disc. It's a really nice
color. You got
color.
It up there.
Yeah,
it looks great.
I did. As soon as I heard an aqua marble, that's why I went so quiet. I was like,
no, please. It looks really great. Both of the color variants do actually, and again, the So Tonight That I Might See variant that's coming out hopefully very soon is also a really great looking little vinyl. So yeah, if you want to get your hands on a beautiful reissue of those guys, then make sure to get them at Southbound Records. They're all on the shelf now.
Mazzy Star fans unite! I know there's a lot of you out there. I'm one. You could be one too.
This is Hala from She Hangs Brightly.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door. Maybe I hold you to blame for all the reasons that you left. And close my eyes till I see your surprise and your leaving before my time. Baby, won't you change your mind? Surely don't stay long, I'm missing.
Oh, just stunning, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. I love a bit of Mazzy Star. What's this next one you've got for us?
This next one is very, very exciting. Ethel Kane's brand new album, Willoughby Tucker, I Will Always Love You.
Oh, is it really here?
It's really here. Also, indie exclusive. So it's got a little insert in there as well, which looks fantastic. I will say that I've opened my own copy here and had a little look, and it looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. This album is the prequel to Preacher's Daughter. There was a EP that got released earlier this year, Pervert, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like the in-between, kind of like bridging the gap. But now we're hearing more of the story that kind of happened in the first one, because it's very much like a concept album that tells a story throughout. And this one, yeah, continues that story in a really beautiful way. There's some really, really great, more ambient stuff on this record.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about how Ethel Kane like can slowly progress throughout her music, and the songs can kind of like build themselves while you're listening to it and grow. And yeah, it's a really beautiful listen. There's a really, really great kind of motif where they'll play some like pedal side guitar throughout the whole thing. And I love the instrument so much. I think it just sounds so beautiful.
Oh, it always sounds good, eh?
Yeah, fantastic. And it does feature on the one that we've got here. It's called Nettles. We are going to skip a little bit into it because there is some more ambient stuff at the start. But we'll kind of get a little bit further into it so you can kind of get a bit more of the, a bit more of the climax.
Nice. Yeah. This is Nettles from Ethel Kane.
Thank you.
Oh, that guitar.
Isn't it so beautiful?
Can we bring that back in music at the moment? Mm. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sound. I love that sound so much. And again, you kind of hear that a few times on this record. So if you're a fan of that, then this brand new Ethel Cain album is for you. But I will say this, get in quick, because this one has blown off the shelves. We've gotten, great pre-orders on this one. It's just like, if you're really keen on this one, then today's the day. It is up online and in the store. So make sure to head on in. I can hear a little Lenderman in the background. That's the next one we've got here.
Creeping in.
That's the next one we've got here is MJ Lenderman's self-titled debut album. MJ Lenderman.
Stunning.
2019, I think this one came out. Mm-hmm. And it was just before the first time he played on a Wednesday album.
Yes.
So, because I think the first one he was on was in 2020, Wednesday's second album, which he was on. This was kind of his first venture into his, solo music career. And again, just like I was saying with Mazzy Star before, this is his debut, but he had kind of like solidified his sound so well already. That like really kind of calm slacker rock sound that he has. Mm. Indigo D'Souza's on this track as well.
Cool.
So a little tidbit. Just a really, really beautiful track.
I'm so glad that MJ Lenderman started on that solo journey, because it's just been nothing but...
What a journey it's been.
Beautiful album after beautiful album.
Yeah, yeah. And if you were lucky enough to see him live this year.
Yeah.
Started this year.
Yeah.
Just incredible, incredible musician.
So good.
So yeah. That's on the shelves today. We've got some other MJ Lenderman on the shelves as well, if you're a Lenderman fan, or a fan of Wednesday and like the guitar tones in there, then you'd love Lenderman himself.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Cam.
Thank you so much.
You can pick all of these records up off the shelves at Southbound Records. But for now, we're going to listen to a bit of MJ Lenderman.
Let's get into it.
Thank you, Cam. Have a great week.
What I'm hearing now, my heart breaks for you, 'cause there is nothing I'd rather do. keep our own smiles close to our own hearts. To keep our own smiles close to our own hearts.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.